Yeah, it does. I mean, we get upset when we see receivers drop balls, but it's a little different when you're trying to do it yourself.
How do you feel? I mean, what are you going to do in these next couple, 2-3 weeks? Just relax?
Yeah, it's important to, get outside in the heat and stay in shape. We have some time here, and training camp is tough no matter what kind of shape you're in. So it's important to, it's going to be important for me to just keep active, doing some things and stay in shape. But at the same time, I'm going to try to spend as much time with the family as possible. The hard thing about training camp is being away from the wife and the kids so much, and so I'm just going to try to do as much as I can and get out and do some things with the kids.
Some real positive kind of chemistry, your D-line guys. A lot has happened in this OTA.
Yeah, I think so. That's what OTAs are for. To be honest with you, there's not, with the technique things, with 4 weeks completely away, you lose a lot of that in these 4 weeks, and there's some carryover, but not a lot. The important thing is just getting a feel for each other, doing some team things and getting some unity, amongst, especially the D-line. We did some good things. We figured out who's good at what, and, now we can build off of that once training camp starts.
Is it a fine balance getting away, recharging the batteries, and staying sharp and preparing for training?
Yeah, it is. It can be a difficult balance. I mean, it's important to get your rest, to get your mind off football a little bit, because it's a grind and it's a long season. But it's also important to be in shape and to keep getting your mind back to football every once in a while, because we're hoping to do some good things this year, and we need everybody to be on the same page and be in shape once training camp starts.